प्रथम वीरवरम पतिम तुष्टुभुः वरदाः देवैः देवपत्न्यः सहस्रशः विलोक्यानुगतां साध्वीं रथं वीरवरं पतिं तुष्टूर्वदराग देवैः देवपत्न्या सहस्रशः विलोक्यानुगतां साध्वीं प्रथम वीरवरं पतिं तुष्टुवोर्वरदा देवैः देवपत्न्या सहस्रशः विलोक्यानुगतां साध्वीं प्रथम वीरवरं पतिं तुष्टुवोर्वरदा देवैः तुष्टु देवपत्न्या सहस्रशः Thousands of wives of demigods along with their husbands offered prayers to the queen, for they were very much satisfied. Text number 24. Kurvatyah kusumasaram tasmin mandasur samuni nandastva smaram teshu grunanti cha parasparam. At that time, the demigods were situated on the top of Mandar Hill, and all their wives began to shower flowers on the funeral pyre and began to talk amongst themselves as follows. Devyah ujuhu aho iyam vadhur dhanya yachayvam bhubhujam patim sarvatmana patim bheje yakyesham sri vadhur vidyam. Devapatyah uchu, the wives of the demigods say, aho, alas, iyam, this, vaduhu, the wife, dhanya, most glorious, ya, who, cha, also, evam, as, who, of the world, bhujam, of the all kings, patim, the king, sarva atmana, with full understanding, patim unto the husband, bheje, worship, yajna isham unto Lord Vishnu, Sri, goddess of fortune, vadhu, wife, even life. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The wives of demigods say, all glories to Queen Archi. We can see that this queen of the great King Prithu, the emperor of all the kings of the world, has served her husband with mind, speech and body exactly as the goddess of fortune serves the Supreme Personality of Godhead in creation for Vishnu. In this verse, the word Yajnesham Sri Vadur, Eva, indicate that Queen Archi served her husband just as the goddess of fortune serves the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. We can observe that even in the history of this world, when Lord Krishna, the Supreme Vishnu, was ruling over Dwarka, Queen Rukmini, who was the chief of all Krishna's queens, used to serve Lord Krishna personally in spite of having many thousands of maid servants to assist her. Similarly, the goddess of fortune in Vaikuntha planets also serves Narayan personally, although there are many thousands of devotees prepared to serve the Lord. This practice is also followed by the wives of the demigods in the days past of wives, men also follow in the same principle. In the Vedic civilization, the husband and wife are not separated by such man-made laws as divorce. We should understand the necessity for maintaining family life in human society and should thus abolish the artificial law known as divorce. The husband and wife should live in Krishna consciousness and follow in the footsteps of Lakshmi Narayan or Krishna Rukmini. In this way, peace and harmony can be possible within this world. Om Ajnana Tirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsya, Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Tantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakantamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanam Sute Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो वी आर रीडिंग महाराज Prithu's passing away and going back home, back to Godhead. So the Prabhupada says that, and the purport of the last verse that I read, that the principle of wife following the husband has been descended from the serving attitude of Lakshmi to Narayan, or in that respect to Rukmini serving Lord Krishna. This is an important principle. This principle cannot be violated as a service. But in Kali Yuga, artificial law of separation has been very prevalent, even in this town. You can hear things are going on. But our aim, that Srila Prabhupada said, that we must institute this divine arrangement between husband and wife for serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, subsequent or successive service from the lower to the upper should continue. It means the husband serves Guru, so the Guru serves the Supreme Lord through the parampara. But at the same time, in the household of life, wife should serve the husband who serves the Guru. So the principle will be maintained. If there is no service attitude, the asritas means one who are dependent upon mami pata vipasritya yesu papayona striyo vaishasvata sutra yaya tim parangati. The ultimate aim is the destination, supreme destination, go back home, back to Godhead. And this principle or the order has been already established. It cannot be violated. So, if we are of this particular aim of going back home, back to Godhead, which is possible in human form of life, then nobody can change the law. But Srila Prabhupada is telling that the artificial arrangement of divorce system is not approved in the Vedic Shastras. It is not a flat outright saying, but I think it's very serious and very important. As far as serving the Absolute Truth is concerned, this principle which is enunciating the Absolute Truth cannot be violated. So it has to be understood in proper perspective. Many a times we say that the time and circumstances change the rule. The rule is not changed. Application makes it change. The rule cannot be violated. The established order of the Supreme Lord is the ultimate aim. And this order has to be kept. It is the order that everybody has to take and serve the Supreme. If their desires are achieving the Supreme goal of life. Why? Because and the Naranari principle or the energetic and energy principle is the energy is supposed to serve by its own nature or nature of occupation to the energetic. So it is through the energy that one progresses. They come back to God. Without the serving attitude or proper serving attitude to be cultivated in Krishna consciousness, without that, we cannot go back to God. We pray to Radharani for the same purpose of allowing us or teach us how to serve the Supreme Absolute Truth, Lord Shri Krishna. So, whether our actions, our lifestyle, our belief system, whether it serves the purpose or not, that should be the main principle. And it cannot be violated. If it is violated, then repercussions are there, and we get away from the main goal of life. We get away. So, Prithu Maharaj, the empowered personality who is the empowered incarnation of Lord Shri Krishna himself, he is the ideal pati, means the protector or the maintainer. The pati has a function to maintain. No wonder Lord Krishna, in the form of Vishnu, the in charge of moral goodness for maintaining the material world, he is considered to be the preserver or the maintainer. Because of that function. This function is applied only to those who really give shelter, who protects and provides. In Sharanagati also we see that we should cultivate a firm faith on the Supreme Lord that He will maintain us. He will maintain us. Maintenance is there. That is His function because He is the protector. So the word itself is very important. That husband gets the title of pati in reference to the Supreme Personality of God. And the function has to be given. So in Krishna consciousness, this principle should be firmly invested. And if it is invested, and we have to try to develop that in the Vaishnava system, to emphasize this role, play, and make it an idea. Without that, you know, patchwork of justifying the causes of separation, that will not lead us anywhere. The word Vipassritya used in Bhagavad Gita by Lord Krishna, that they are practically taking shelter. Practically. It is not that I am under the shelter, or Shri Krishna Sharanam Mama means Lord Krishna is my shelter. But if I do not perform the service, how can the shelter be established? Belief system is one thing, even though it's a part of Vaishnavism. But performing the service. And how the service has to be performed? In a very chaste way. The chastity is in the service. The service requires sincerity and seriousness. These are the two particular factors that one makes chaste. The chastity is also descending along with the principle. It's not an isolated thing. One is simply by moral codes of conduct is chaste, but here it is said that by mind, words and activities, all three faculties of our expression has to be utilized. The chastity. Otherwise one can be hypocrite. So our chastity depends upon how we take the order of the Lord in complete seriousness and sincerity. Srila Prabhupada also gave us the facility that we can be sincere by following in parampara. Sincerity means following in parampara. If we are out of parampara, then we are not sincere. However serious we may be. So many a times devotees leave the movement, they think, oh, I'm not getting enough association of serious people like me. But he contradicts himself by not being sincere. And he gives up and goes away. So that is not chaste. So in every activity which has been allotted as swadharma, the own's original occupation in the status and of life, then this order has to be continued as it is. So Prabhupada said, in this way peace and harmony can be possible within this world. We should have also peace and harmony in our ISKCON through this principle. The protection is very important. Creation can be there, dissolution can be there, but the main aspect is protection. Srila Prabhupada created, and we are supposed to maintain. Maintenance means becoming the real protector and provide all the opportunities, all the facilities. So the chastity can be maintained. So in this way, we understand that the lives of the demigods are praising, because here Archie became a very important example in front of them. It is an approved fact. It's nothing of a sort of eulogizing apparently, but it's a very brave act. The real bravery, is in following in the footsteps. It's not that one is brave by taking a kind of a very adventurous step. That is not bravery. Bravery means with all cautions and protections, we follow the parampara. That is real bravery. Archie, being a wife, she has her own bravery to exhibit. To exhibit her bravery was in following in the footsteps of a very, very exalted chaste wife. The purpose of the process of becoming sati is not a so-called tradition or belief system. It is to serve the Supreme Absolute Truth. So in the previous verse, number 22, this is also explained very nicely. How Archie is concentrating her consciousness on the lotus feet of her husband and entering the funeral fire. How she is entered. It is completely out of bodily conception when such meditation on the lotus feet of her husband, even the dead, but giving us a very concise idea of one-minded devotion. Devotion without service is useless. So we see the service and service in chastity, then shelter of the Supreme Lord is all an expanding aspect of our practical application. How the principle can be maintained and how we will be ideal for making a practical application. So practical application is that in Krishna consciousness, for the purpose of serving Guru and Krishna, husband and wife have the main goal, main attitude towards make a livelihood. In Ideal Grahastha Ashram, Narad Muni explains to you this to Maharaj in the same way, that an ideal Grahastha is obligated to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he must dedicate his life for his cause through the instructions of spiritual master and work very expertly from external point of view to maintain all under his shelter, including so many living entities. But he should be internally withdrawn or detached from the reactions of his work. So, detachment or becoming indifferent, even though in the case of good and bad results, such detached attitude is bringing very serious and sincere effort. And in this way, they make their life successful. This is the prime principle that has been carried forward in ideal construction. So, these instructions are given very vividly in the seventh canto. I think 13th chapter. Ideal Krishna. Anyway. So, those who are in favor of service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they accept, they glorify such activity which is pleasing to us. Once life is successful, if we if he satisfies, that is the ideal word from saying, अतः पुंडित विजयश्रेष्ठ वर्णाश्रम विभाग धर्मस्य अनुतिष्ठस्य संसिद्धि हरितोष हरितोष. Many a times our devotees ask, how do I know whether the Lord is pleased by my service? Who would know? Is your guru pleased? So, in carrying forward of the same principle, this idealism does have come. It is not a tradition, but it's a serious effort to go back home. This chastity is also applied to the medium of the body. Uma, the wife of Lord Shiva, she gave up her body. She felt it is contaminated and it's an offender because it was obtained from Daksha, for example. She felt that her chastity is broken by the contamination of her father's attitude towards Lord Shiva in some is an offender. So she considers that this body is also an offender. So therefore, I don't want this. So the fire of devotional service can burn even the body. It can burn the karma. It can burn even the body. But one has to come to the point of realization, just like Sati. She paved the way for going back home to Kedar. So the idea is that this principle should not be taken very lightly and try to make some adjustments for the time being. But we have to improve on making it more efficient and productive in ideal workplaces. It's a serious matter. One has to be so tolerant. And generally in a common household where I grew up, my mother had to tolerate so many pranks of my father, especially feeding. And she has to fulfill his whims. But I thought there is something healthy. It's not a, what we call a deliberate attempt to harass somebody. My mother used to cry, oh, he didn't like it, he didn't like it, what can I do? But she was the best cook, right? And so happens that we have to learn process of sheep tolerance. That's for sure. And she became a very ideal example. I'm remembering her especially in this connection, chastity, because I have got a call today. I have to go to her bedside. She's in her final day. She's initiated. So I would like to perform my function as a spiritual caretaker. Now, I humbly pray and request all of you to please chant Hare Krishna program. Is there any question or comment? Yeah. Somebody help. Using the brain, but the principle should remain intact. The details can be changed provided the principle is intact. Bachelor Prabhupada condensed his divorce system. And then what? The divorce system was here. Prabhupada condensed. So, that is a basic fact. That we should not encourage anybody to divorce. Neither the divorce can be justified if we want to remain chaste to the order of roasters. Sometimes it's hard to know until you have a result. As Prabhupada would say, judge by the result. So. For me, that's always the ultimate test. I think Srila Prabhupada was bold enough to send one Mataji in Delhi whose husband was beating her because of heavy drink. But Prabhupada sent her back twice. Go to your husband and son. So, there are some calculated risks. Prabhupada was confident and somehow that what we do not hear anything from that afterwards. But this mention is there.
That was in India and then in America. We have a case. We have a case where
this is Vedic culture. In America also Vedic culture is prevailing. That's why everybody is here.
Have to discuss that we have unity and diversity. So in America the case was, without naming names.
But
gave permission for someone to divorce and then Shri Dirty who asked him why, and then Prabhupada said, because if I didn't, he would have committed double offense of divorcing and disobeying my order.
So, yeah, but I think this subject matter is not of a relish. It's a serious thing. So more and more understanding should be developed. And Krishna will give the reason. We have to depend upon those truths after we have taken shelter. And shelter means he will provide. But the divorce is not the answer. It's not the final conclusion.
We have a comment.
There is one important thing. Even in American law, there is separation and extended separation. If it is mutually agreeable, then why not? Separation can be there. But divorce is not necessary.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Sensitive subject, but I want to ask a question. Maharaj Prithu was the ideal king and also described as the ideal husband. So his nature was loving and maintaining and caring. And I think you suggest that is the ideal for the husband not to become cruel and that the wife is left to tolerate for the rest of her life. So with that in mind, I would like to ask you if you could just elaborate slightly, loving and caring husbands, and also to be withdrawn and indifferent.
Yes.
So how is
that? That is an internal thing. One can work externally, but one who is not attached to the results, that's how the teachings of Bhagavad Gita demands from the very beginning. That how can we become detached? If we offer it to Krishna, and then distribute as prasad or use as prasad. So Krishna consciousness is a very important medium to execute detachment. Detachment is necessary. And detachment comes as it is required or ingrained within the process of Krishna consciousness. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Janayatyasu Jnanam Vairagyam Chadari. This is causeless detachment. It comes as a result of performing devotional service. Because it's of a superior, higher taste activity, and it will give up the load. It may take some time. That's all. And Kali Yuga will take more time. But who cares? Kali Yuga is shortly there. So the principle should remain intact. When we have taken shelter, Krishna is all caring, all merciful. If we have a lot of attachment, then shelter will not be there. Then chastity will also not be there. One has to be chaste to one's own self, because his soul part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, it is said that he is denying himself also. If we are not chaste to ourselves in our occupation, original occupation, vyavasaya, if we are not chaste to execute the soul's occupation, which is service.
So just if I got it clear, just to suggest for our young grihasthas who are married or getting married, that we would we ask them to focus on becoming loving, caring husbands, or would we get them to focus on being withdrawn and indifferent and looking forward to
tell them the whole chapter of seventh canto to read and assimilate prior to getting married. Or even after marriage, there is no problem. That is the strength of the teaching of Narada Muni. It gives them an opportunity to make a practical experience that this kind of directives are. So, they will be present. You were the minister of Grihastha Ashram.
I mean, just if I may, that often in spiritual life we make a mistake of thinking, you know, we should have a either or answer, meaning it has to be black or white or one or the other. But it may be possible that one could be a loving and caring husband and also develop the indifference.
Yes, that expression is there, but it's an external expression. It does not deny the internal realization by detachment. It does not affect anything. Unless and until a person is detached, how is he going to realize that where is the real affection and where is the real compassion? Otherwise, it's a sentimental effect.
What is it we have to become detached from?
Huh?
What is it we have to become detached from?
Detached not from your duties, but the results that are going to entangle.
You have to become detached.
Therefore, try your best with the consciousness directed towards Krishna. So you have to take the help of Guru at every aspect. If you think that you are going to get entangled, then take the help. So therefore, Guru is required, not one time only during initiation, but all the time. That is the indication in that chapter. The instructions are all there. Our gurus may not be around, but the instructions are around. And there is no difference. It applies to the wife also. Not only the husband, but because and the importance of wife to be chaste, so she aids all the positive aspects of service to the husband, and she gets equal result. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada.